This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We love talking to Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com. It's the Raheemy Harris and Grody Show today. Layla and Marshall are off, and so Gabe Ramirez is kind enough to join us today. And joining us now officially on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline is Mike Florio. Download the Circa Sports app today. What's happening, Florio? How are you, sir, on this New Year's Eve?
There it is. Fireworks activated, baby. I still got it. Happy New Year. A little bit early.
Happy New Year.
This is just one of those days where we get all the work done early and then we try to slow down a little bit and brace for the coming storm of games and the postseason. The best part about the NFL postseason, it lands right after the holidays. So I never have a post-holiday funk because the holidays are just like the appetizer to this great month of exciting, high-stakes NFL action.
No doubt. That is such a great way to put it. Like the post-holiday blues just don't hit for us. And you know what, Mike? We are usually in Chicago. We're usually in that funk right now no matter what because usually we're talking about, hey, the combine and the draft. And should the Bears lose the game because they'll get a better draft place, we are in a much better spot. As a matter of fact, it has turned so much, Mike, that the discussion that we're having right now is should the Bears, and look, it's not going to happen right now, it's just not, but like signing, has Caleb Williams done enough in these last five games to convince the football world that he is good to great and will be the Chicago Bears quarterback for the next 8 to 10 years?
I don't think there's any doubt that we've seen enough to make him the long-term starter. They have one more year before the window opens on a second contract. And typically the best approach is to get it done sooner rather than later. It only gets more expensive because the market keeps going up and up. And one of the risks, and we've seen it with guys who just land on the right side of the pass line, so the team feels compelled to make him the highest paid player in the league or close to it. The Dolphins surely regret doing that with Tua Tagovailoa. There are other guys who have gotten contracts that you look at and say, have they really earned those? Do they really deserve those? Caleb is going to be one of those guys. He's going to be a shortlist franchise quarterback. We're going to see some guys cycle out. some of these younger guys are going to be stepping up. I've seen enough from Caleb Williams to think, especially given that he's coupled with Ben Johnson, there's no concern of Ben Johnson leaving. That's why I'm a firm believer in a franchise quarterback having an offensive coach, not a defensive coach. Mm-hmm. So you never have new playbook, new coordinator, new play caller. You just keep layering and building and growing. I think Caleb's going to be regarded as a top five guy within the next 12 to 18 months, and he'll be paid accordingly.
It's interesting because that was going to be my follow-up question. Because I at the beginning of the season, Mike, I think there were instances where I felt like the ceiling of Caleb Williams kind of dropped a little bit. Where maybe when he first got here and the shiny new toy and generational talent, and my initial thoughts were top five quarterback, like you just said. And then as you saw him play throughout the season, then I thought, okay, maybe I'm putting too much expectation on him and I want him to just be a top 10 quarterback. If he could just be that, that'll be great. What am I missing when thinking, is it because people will drop out in the next 5 years, those that are at the top, or is it just his skill set and where he will eventually be is in that space no matter what?
Yeah, I mean, for him, the arrow is going up. You have established guys who may realize that some of the younger guys are so good that they get leapfrogged. It happened to Russell Wilson once Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen emerged along with Lamar Jackson, and then came Joe Burrow, and down goes Russell Wilson. Now, I don't know that there's a huge cluster of young guys that are going to become upper echelon shortlist franchise quarterbacks, but we see Lamar Jackson. He turns 29 a week from today. He's starting to show signs of wear and tear as he gets older and older. And, you know, some of these other guys, we may start to see a little bit of a dip. We don't know where Joe Burrow really is. We know he plays when he's healthy, but he gets injured too often. And that's the one thing that we look at with Caleb Williams. Injuries are never an issue. He's durable. He's able to play. And, you know, I was impressed by the Joe Montana, Dwight Clark homage from a few weeks ago, especially because Montana threw it from the 11. Caleb threw a missile from the 29. The throw the other night to Colston Loveland, that was like 50 yards
rocket
on the line, shot out of a cannon, shot out of a sniper rifle to Colston Loveland. There aren't many guys that can make that throw, and it was one of those, it happened so fast. I don't know that it was as appreciated as it should have been on a widespread basis. I mean, it goes in the books as a touchdown. That thing was on a line, frozen rope, 50 yards. It's an incredible feat. And I don't think many guys can throw that pass currently in the NFL.
Yeah, and he's had a bunch of those throws in the last 5 weeks. I mean, since he's been here. I mean, there were, he had some of those throws last year, as much of a mess as it was. And even the Luther Burden, the other touchdown was 35 yards, a bullet down the middle. So he is eye-popping with what he has been doing recently. And you mentioned, you know, you used the word emergence, and the Bears have emerged with a chance to be a number two seed in the NFC, which just blows my mind to even sit here and say, but there is serious competition in the NFC, in Seattle, in San Francisco, in the LA Rams. Who's at the top of your board right now in the NFC? Because it's hard for me to rank those teams right now. And I don't think the Bears, talent-wise, pound for pound, are necessarily in the top three right now in terms of the actual talent and ability to win in the playoffs.
I went through a month and a half, thinking that the Rams were the best team in the conference and the biggest threat to getting back to the Super Bowl would be one of their division rivals rolling into SoFi Stadium, their fans taking it over, whether it's the 49ers or the Seahawks. I'm looking right now, and hey, who knows what's going to happen on Saturday night, but what a great game to end the regular season for the Seahawks and the 49ers. I think the 49ers are extremely dangerous right now. Kyle Shanahan is doing his best coaching job. He's navigated a storm of injuries. Brock Purdy looked like Josh Allen the other night, especially on the play where he stopped, started, and then finally stopped on a dime and threw the touchdown pass to Kyle Juszczyk. I think the 49ers, dangerous at home. The crowd noise helps to give the pass rush, which is one of their biggest weaknesses, a little bit of a boost. I think they can win Saturday night, and then you're going to have to go back there again. We could get, you know, there's some good rematches that could be coming. We could get a Bears-Eagles rematch. Not that it was a good day for the Eagles, but it was a great day for the Bears. Uh-huh. We could get a Bears-Packers rematch. We could get a Bears-49ers rematch. There are permutations out there that could lead to some very, very good postseason games. And if the 49ers have to play the Seahawks or the Rams, that would be something. If the Rams and the Seahawks play again, that would be something. And really, there's only one weak team in the NFC playoff field, and that's whoever ends up winning the NFC South. And I think that team can end up being very dangerous in the wild card round because they'll be able to authentically and legitimately play the nobody believes in us card because nobody will. No pressure, chip on the shoulder. I won't be surprised if whoever emerges from the NFC South ends up winning wild card weekend.
And wow. And you could see it. I mean, the Panthers beat the Rams earlier. Obviously, Baker Mayfield with his guys coming back, pose a big threat to everyone. So I totally can see that too. And if the Bears end up in the second seed, you know, who knows what could happen? Then maybe you can stumble upon a Carolina Panthers squad in this second round
after they beat the Packers.
Yeah. Mike, you talked at length. I was actually in San Francisco for that game. Had a chance to see the whole thing up close and personal live. And I know you mentioned before that you questioned Brock Purdy's aura at one point. In your view, how important is that intangible, that aura that quarterbacks have to have, even specifically in the playoffs, in order to be successful?
You know, it's funny when you speak extemporaneously 10 hours a week, you never know what dumb thing you say is going to end up getting attention. But I'll summarize it like this. This is the point I made. He's Clark Kent, who when he's Superman, he still comes off as Clark Kent. And it's not a criticism. It's just an observation. That's what we do. There's nothing that oozes, you know, sheriff, badass, natural born leader. And maybe he's just babyface killer. But he doesn't have that. And I'll give you an example. We were in Philadelphia last year for the playoffs, and we were out on the sideline before the game, walking around talking to people. And Matthew Stafford just has a glow around him everywhere he goes. It's intangible, but it's tangible. And it doesn't matter if you play well. And maybe that works to your advantage. And I think one thing he's done this year – last year, I think he was trying to will his way into becoming something that he physically isn't. He was trying to make riskier throws that he's not good enough as a passer to make. This year, he's kind of coloring within the lines, appreciating the fact that he's healthy enough to play, and he's playing incredibly well. So, you know, we are all who we are. I think the key is to accept what we are and be the best version of what we are. And Brock Purdy does not strike me as one of these guys who's going to walk into a room and everybody's going to stop what they're doing. He just doesn't. And there are other quarterbacks in the NFL who do, and it is part of their overall mystique. Purdy's got to overcome that with his play, and guess what? He can, and he does, and he did it on Sunday night with those two touchdown runs, and he did it with that touchdown pass, and he did it by ultimately getting the win. And, you know, sometimes that creates aura. Results will create aura. Winning a Super Bowl will create aura.
Yeah, and his you know opinions on him will continue to be Brock Purdy. That is interesting, and how you characterize him, and whether he's a top 5 or top 10 quarterback, as we talked about a little bit yesterday.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But Mike, and we are talking to Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk. You can follow him on X right now at Pro Football Talk. He is on Twitch right now. If you'd like to join in on the video too, there is another player on defense in a secondary that has opened for a man named Trayvon Diggs. CJ Gardner-Johnson of the Bears, which was an interesting signing in itself, certainly endorsing that via social media. What do you think about Trayvon Diggs right now?
Well, you know, there's two different ways to look at it. If you're a playoff team, this is a guy who can come in and there's, you know, familiarity with Al Harris and you can, you know, get some help for the postseason run for the low cost of $472,000 in salary for week 18. And then it's all playoff checks that come from the league after that. But he's got to pass through waivers first and or the Bears make the prevailing claim. But I think one of these teams that isn't in the playoffs is going to say, you know what, this is a $500,000 flyer on a guy that we bring in, we get to know him, we have him for the offseason program, none of his contract is guaranteed for the next 3 years. We can run this all the way up to the start of the regular season and make a final decision on whether or not we want to keep him around. And the reality is, and look, they want us to not think of it this way. They want us to think football is family. They say football is family because it's good for business to say football is family, because ultimately football is business. And every player is a piece in a giant football machine that inevitably will be replaced with a new piece. This gives them a way for a $500,000 investment to evaluate whether or not this piece should be part of their team. And it's simple. You pay them the $500,000, you have them around. If you like what you see, you sign him to a new contract with guarantees. That's it. How does he behave? How does he get along with people? How does he perform? How healthy is he? I think somebody, I would if I owned a team, and fans of every team in the league should be happy I don't, but I'd want to spend that money for 1 week to have access to Trayvon Diggs and make a decision as to whether he fits with my team, fits with my defense, and still has upside moving forward. I absolutely would roll that dice and make that investment and have that flexibility for next year.
Makes sense when you think about that, right? I mean, even if you're not sure what he's going to be able to give your team, knowing that you can secure his presence and kind of sell your organization to him, and maybe he can be a part of that. That'll be interesting to see how that thing shakes up, and maybe he will end up a member of the Chicago Bears.
Think about how free agency works. I'm sorry to interrupt, but no. I did anyway. Think of how free agency works. You have these multi-million-dollar deals being done sight unseen with a guy never even going into the building. The team is flying blind and making these commitments. This is a way to get the rights to Trayvon Diggs without making any commitment at all other than $500,000 for his final check of the regular season. I just think it's a no-brainer. If you were already considering Trayvon Diggs as a potential free agent signing, assuming the Cowboys were going to cut him after the season, this is a way to get him without having to go get him, without having to pay him, without having to do anything other than put in the waiver claim.
It's going to be interesting to see. It was a shocking move, right, when for the Dallas to let him go like that, but it'll be interesting to see where he ends up. But the Bears certainly could use a little bit of help, even this weekend against the Lions. Mike, how do you see this thing playing out? Obviously, Bears securing their spot in the playoffs, Lions not in it. Do you think this thing will be coached differently by either head coach?
I think at the end of the day, you're going to see competition between two former colleagues. Ben Johnson surely remembers what happened in week 2, 52-21. And the Bears are playing for something. They lost this past weekend. I don't think you want to go into the postseason with two straight losses. You want to reestablish yourself. And, you know, I think there's a certain boost of confidence that came from going toe-to-toe with the 49ers. I actually raised the Bears one spot in my power rankings, even though they lost. Not that anybody cares about my power rankings, but people still read them and get pissed off when their teams are lower than they think they should be. But the Bears went up a spot, and I think that they need to have that confidence that they can beat anyone. They can play with anyone. And we saw what the Vikings did to the Lions a week ago. This is just a great chance for the Bears to establish themselves and also just, you know, put another nail in whatever coffin the Lions may be settling into. We don't know whether or not this year's an aberration or it's a reversion to the Lions of years gone by. So I think the Bears go for it, especially since they still have a chance at the number 2 seed, and I'd much rather have the number 2 seed. I know that means a rematch with the Packers, but so what? Bring them on. Bring on whoever. But if you're the 2 seed, you're getting two home games guaranteed in the playoffs. And if the one seed gets upset in the divisional round, you get to host the NFC Championship.
No doubt, man. And I guess you got me thinking, too. I never really thought about the risk one runs doing a national power ranking list. And I know everybody does one, but you're pretty prominent in the national world. That must be some harsh, harsh feed. We get it, too. Trust me. But I can't imagine. That's got to be tough love right there, buddy.
Hey, you know what Charles Barkley said? As long as the checks show up on the 15th and 30th, I don't care what they say. And after 25 years of doing this, like, I wouldn't still be doing it if I didn't have armadillo skin from people who are going to pop off.
And, no doubt, dude.
And it's just, you know, it doesn't – I mean, there was a time when I was like, man, that kind of stings. Now it's like, so what? And if all else fails, right, just wait at the mailbox.
Thanks, Mike. You're the goods, man.
Thank you, guys.
I have found that because we take all that heat. I'm taking heat today.
Of course.
But like what I have found in my career, and it's all open game. We're on the mics. I don't like it when it gets personal. None of us do. But you're entitled to come at me and all of us because it's what we do. We're talking sports. And guess what? We take sports seriously. Like, it's not just a game to us. It is serious stuff and to the rest of the world because of the big business aspect. But really quick, what I was going to say is what has gotten better for me is it still can sting, but the sting wears off quickly for me now.
No. I cry when I get home. Right. I go in the corner.
All your beautiful girls gather around you.
They thought my take about Josh Giddey was stupid.
And it might have been. Trust me. Like, we all, like, as hosts, we're like, maybe they were right. I don't know. So it's all fair, though. It's all love at the end of the day. It's all sports, and sports is serious to the people that are listening to Bears. This radio station. Bears, it's serious. Don't let anybody tell you it's not serious either.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.